Judge James Boyd filed what's called a scheduling order Thursday, October 27th, in response to 9th Judicial District Attorney Sherry Kaloya's request for a special prosecutor from the 5th Judicial District.
And a few days after the motion was filed, the court filed what is called a scheduling order in which he set times and dates for the respondent, John Martin in this instance, to file a response to the motion for special prosecutor.
According to the order, a copy of which KDNK has obtained, John Martin has 21 days from the 27th to respond to Kaloya's request. Kaloya says that what Judge Boyd has done is unusual.
It's unusual to ask for a response from the other side at this stage of the proceedings, and I'm not at all sure what the judge is expecting to receive.
The Garfield County Democratic Party formally asked Kaloya to do this earlier in October in order to move along their case against Martin, accusing him of embezzlement of county funds. Kaloya is asking for a special prosecutor because she believes she has a conflict of interest. John Martin said on October 12th during a candidate forum in Glenwood Springs that he was threatened the day before the forum by the Garfield County Democrats to resign and leave the county or face an indictment. When asked this week why Judge Boyd decided to issue a scheduling report in response to Kaloya's request, James Bradford, Garfield County Clerk of Courts, told KDNK that the case is under seal and he's unable to comment on any aspect of it. John Martin told KDNK on Thursday, November 3rd, that he had not yet made a decision about Kaloya's request. Kaloya says she's confused about why John Martin would have a say in whether she has a conflict of interest that could affect an investigation into his own behavior.
He doesn't get to pick who investigates him, and it would be very difficult for him to say that I did not have a conflict. So the procedure that the judge is using is, it doesn't fit this situation.
What would fit this situation?
Generally, the court looks at the pleading and looks at the conflict that is cited, which I did put in there, and then makes a determination whether there is a conflict. Quite frankly, if a DA says there's a conflict, it's very difficult for the judge to say, oh, no, you don't have a conflict. So I would have anticipated that he would have signed the order and allowed the special prosecutor to do the investigation.
It's unknown whether this case will continue should Jeff Cheney or Chip McCrory win the election. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.